Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
All right, Mike is from Bellingham. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Mike is doing God's work this morning, Kennedy.
Oh, really? What are you doing?
I am plowing 495 in Massachusetts.
Bless your heart.
You're a good one, Mike.
You're a good man.
How long have you been out for?
We've been out since Sunday morning.
Oh, have you been home yet?
No. I'll go home when the roads are, clear and...
What a guy.
And when you do go home, you'll be sleeping on piles of cash that are well-deserved.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil.
Mike, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100, Mike. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 3,029 victories. Only 254 losses, and she is now over in that studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one, friend of the show and all-around swell guy Andy Grammer celebrating his 36th birthday today. Finish the lyric to his popular song. It's Na Na Blank, I'm Good. Na Na Blank, I'm Good.
Honey.
Question number two. Henry Cavill will be on Jimmy Kimmel. Which superhero is he known for playing?
Superman.
Question number three. British psychic says George Michael and Michael Jackson have met up in heaven and made music together.
Aww.
Who passed away first, George Michael or Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Question number four. Jamie Lynn Spears wished her sister Brittany a happy birthday with an adorable throwback photo. Gosh, I hate that I missed that. What is the name of the Nickelodeon show Jamie Lynn starred on as a kid?
I have no idea.
Shame on you.
Don't know your Disney shows.
Probably not in the Plow Guy wheelhouse.
Question number five. Joaquin Phoenix has been named PETA's Person of the Year for his efforts on the behalf of animals. What does PETA stand for? It's an acronym.
I only know the other acronyms.
Okay. Nothing?
Nope.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It sounded like Mike hit a snowbank for a second. I was like, okay?
What's going on? Clearing a driveway or something. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Mike the Plow Guy? Got 3 out of 5.
All right. Pretty good when we've been up since Sunday.
Right?
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
I am.
Okay, in order to answer these questions, I'm going to need you to go out and shovel snow at the same time.
Negative.
Question number one. Friend of the show and all-around swell guy, Andy Grammer, is 36 today. Finished the lyric from his popular song, Na Na Blank, I'm Good.
Honey, I'm good.
Question number two. Henry Cavill will be on Kimmel tonight. Which superhero is he known for playing?
Superman.
Tied to two. Question number three. A British psychic says George Michael and Michael Jackson have met up in heaven and made music together.
It's a weird flex.
It'll be out in February.
I don't think it's lovely.
That's not true. Question. The question is, Kennedy, who passed away first? George Michael or Michael Jackson?
Because Michael Jackson was like 10 years ago. George Michael.
Michael Jackson was 2009. George Michael was 2016.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Christmas of 2016.
I remember it was Christmas. But...
3-2. Question number four. Jamie Lynn Spears wished her sister Brittany a happy birthday with an adorable throwback photo. What is the name of the Nickelodeon show Jamie Lynn starred on as a kid?
Zoe 101.
Didn't think you were going to get that one.
Where did that come from?
I have stuff in there. You just have to find it.
She has Disney Plus now.
It's a Nickelodeon show.
Oh, it's, oh, that's right.
Yeah, I don't watch Nickelodeon shows. I'm just getting started on the Disneys, okay?
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Joaquin Phoenix has been named PETA's Person of the Year for his efforts on the behalf of animals. Kennedy, what is PETA an acronym for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
That is correct. Nice job. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Mike. I'm sorry, but I do have a $50 gift card to Wilson Farm in Lexington. Beautiful holiday start with Wilson Farm. From trees and wreaths to meats, produce, and desserts, you enjoy that $50 gift card, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for all the hard work you're doing. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Mike from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Looking outside. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Will I'm you so go, over it.
Will you shovel the beautiful snow off my car before I
of
leave today?
Of course I will.
Can I go to Fort Lauderdale?
Wait for me, Kennedy. I'll be right there.
All right.
Let's get to Can't Be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
So that's a no, then?
He's got a long arm. Is he doing better than you?
Well, I can't reach the top. It's really hard.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Yeah, sure.
You can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
All right. Emily is from Peabody. Good morning,
hey,
Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Emily is going to work. She's a physical therapist. Wow. Who still has patients coming in today?
Bless your heart.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm from Northern New York, so this is like nothing. Right.
You're like, please.
You are essential personnel.
No days off. Mm.
Nope, no days off.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Emily?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. There goes Kennedy off into the soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear any of these questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy to win. She's got 3,030 victories, 254 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number 1, Savannah Guthrie was absent from the Today Show last week because her son hit her in the eye with a toy train and tore her retina. What is the name of the longtime weatherman on the Today Show?
Oh,
he's currently there. There you go.
A kid must have an arm on him.
Yeah, what? Right?
Katy Perry cozies up to Santa in her new video, Cozy Little Christmas. Which actor does she cozy up next to in real life?
Orlando Bloom.
Very well written, Dan, by the way. I like that one.
Oh, thank you.
Question number 3. Actor Brendan Fraser is 51 today. He had a popular movie series back in the day that Tom Cruise recently rebooted to a big old box office flop. What's the movie series?
Ooh. Mm. I have no idea.
Question number 4. Rihanna had a surprise reunion with Paul McCartney when they just happened to be on a flight together. The duo worked on a song in 2015 that Kanye West produced. Name the song.
4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Alanis Morissette is dropping a new album in May, and it's called Such Pretty Forks in the Road. She also released a new single yesterday called Reasons I Drink. Alanis dated one of the Full House guys back in the day and actually has some pretty famous lyrics pointed at him. Which one was it? Bob Saget, John Stamos, or Dave Coulier?
I'm going to go John Stamos.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Emily got 3 out of 5.
All right. Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Savannah Guthrie was absent from the Today Show last week. It turns out her son hit her in the eye with a toy train and tore her retina.
Yipes.
Watch out for the heater.
Name the longtime weather guy on the Today Show, Kennedy.
Al Roker.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Katy Perry cozies up to Santa in her new video, Cozy Little Christmas. Which actor does she cozy up to in real life?
Orlando Bloom.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Actor Brendan Fraser, 51 today. He had a popular movie series back in the day that Tom Cruise recently rebooted. There was a big old box office flop.
It was not good.
Name the movie series.
The Mummy.
3-2. Question number 4. Rihanna, a surprise reunion with Paul McCartney when they just happened to be on a flight together. You know, they worked together with Kanye West back in 2015. Name that song.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, 4 or 5 seconds, Kennedy.
Oh, right.
From Weiland.
Four or five seconds. Mm, sorry. So you get that
one. Is that
one.
The same one that goes Madonna?
No. That's 4 minutes.
4 minutes to save the world. I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk.
Kanye West is on it too.
One more reason not to like it. Go on.
Oh, this song is.
I might do a little time. This
song slaps.
It's a good song.
Yeah, right?
Because all of my kindness.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I hate to turn that off. Sorry, guys. All right, final question. Alanis Morissette. I know, it's such a great song. Alanis Morissette is dropping a new album. It's called Such Pretty Forks in the Road. Now, Alanis dated one of the Full House guys back in the day. Was it Bob Saget, John Stamos, or Dave Coulier?
Dave Coulier.
Kennedy, that is correct. It was Dave Coulier.
Did you see she's going on tour with Liz Phair and Garbage? I might die.
I actually thought of you when I saw that.
I might die.
Nice job, Kennedy. Nice job indeed. You get the win 4-3. I'm sorry, Emily, you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets to Edenville Family Theme Park. The Festival of Lights is now open with unlimited rides and attractions, including Thomas Land, and you can visit SantaEdenville.com. You're going for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily from Peabody, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right. Justine is from Leominster. Good morning, Justine.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi. So you are emergency personnel? You work at a hospital?
I do work at a hospital. Not emergency, but I do outpatient mental health therapy.
Bless your heart.
All right. Well, you going in today?
I am. I'm on my way now.
Okay. Well, drive safe. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Here we go. 5 trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. She has left the studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening. Oh, by the way, our studio looks like Christmas threw up on it, and I love it.
It's a lot.
There's garland and decorations everywhere.
That's awesome.
We are in the spirit. Yes, it is. Question number one. Pearl Jam will release one of their holiday singles to streaming services every day for the next 12 days. They started yesterday. Who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam?
Eddie Vedder.
Question number two. Circles is the number one song for a second straight week. Who sings the song Circles?
Oh, geez. Oh, I'm going to have to... Pass. I'm not sure.
Question number three. Andy Samberg will host a show called Biggest Little Cook-Off for the upcoming streaming service Quibi?
Or Quibi. I'm not sure.
Quibi? Maybe Quibi? Contestants will attempt to prepare full meals roughly the size of a dime.
What?
We're running out of ideas.
What?
What is the name of Andy Samberg's comedic music group that has given us hits like I'm on a Boat and I Just Had Sex?
Oh, my gosh. I have no clue.
That's all right. Question number four. Brad Pitt isn't a fan of cancel culture. He says, and I quote, "We've always placed great importance on the mistake. The next move, what you do after the mistake, is really what defines a person." I like this idea.
That's great.
That's a great idea.
It makes a lot of sense. Did you learn from it?
Yes.
True or false? Brad Pitt has won an Oscar for Best Actor. True or false?
Oh, I absolutely love Brad Pitt, and... That is true.
Question number five. Elton John went off on 2 security guards who were trying to remove a woman from one of his shows in Australia. Who played Elton John in Rocket Man?
Oh, my God. I saw this movie. I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I saw it for the first time over the weekend.
How good. I have such a crush on him now.
All right, Kennedy. Justine got 1 out of 5.
I tried.
Snow day, Sooch. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pearl Jam will release one of their holiday singles to streaming services every day for 12 days. They started yesterday. Who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam?
Eddie Vedder.
Tied at one. Question number two. Circles is the number one song in the country for a second straight week. Who's that song by?
Post Malone.
2-1. Question number three. Andy Samberg will host a show called Biggest Little Cook-Off. Contestants will attempt to prepare full meals roughly the size of a dime. I wish there was a joke here.
I just love it so much.
So stupid.
What is the name of Andy Samberg's comedic music group that has given us hits like I'm on a boat and I just had sex?
Is it Lonely Planet or Lonely Island? Lonely Island.
3-1. Question number four. Brad Pitt isn't a fan of cancel culture. He says, and I quote, "We've always placed great importance on the mistake. The next move, what you do after the mistake, is really what defines us as a person."
Is that it, Brad? Okay.
I love this, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Let's not cancel people. Let's see how they can make up for it after they make the mistake. Who played Elton John in Rocketman?
What's his name?
You just mixed two questions together.
I know. I thought it was a weird thing, but I figured I'd try and answer it.
Yeah. Did I skip one?
Four and five.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, sorry. Let me finish question number four.
My segues aren't great, but they're not
like,
that bad.
Sorry.
Did Elton John say that?
Sorry. Let me finish this. Kennedy, true or false? Brad Pitt has won an Oscar for Best Actor. True or false?
False.
Correct. He's been nominated twice.
And I don't know who played Rocketman.
Okay.
Taron Egerton? Taron Egerton.
You sure you don't know?
Yeah, now you know.
I guess I do know.
Yes, you do know. That is correct.
And if you don't know, now you know.
5-1 is the final score, Justine. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have four tickets to Urban Nutcracker returning to the Box Center Schubert Theater December 19th and 28th. Get your tickets at boxcenter.org. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Justine from Leominster, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.